To begin with, I would just simply like to start with this. If every dollar you were given, you took and stuck in your pocket, however, your pocket had a hole in it, and so every time you reached in to buy something, you could only account for and spend 33 cents of every dollar, because the remaining 67 cents had been lost through that hole in your pocket. Would you be considered efficient in managing your resources, in this case your money? I believe many of you would answer no, but this is exactly what many of us are doing with our end fertilizer. Ron and Johnson estimated nitrogen use efficiency in the world at 33% for cereal grain production. Now, NUE, or the need to improve NUE at all scales of operation, has become increasingly sensitive with increases in end fertilizer prices, as well as added inquiry associated with adverse effects of excess N application. Carley stated that profitable crop production is directly related to the availability of nitrogen and thus the application of nitrogen. And so, as a result, methodologies that consider crop production practices, aesthetic qualities, economic analysis, and environmental stewardship must be integrated to effectively increase NUE, mitigate adverse effects of excess N application, and benefit agronomic production, aesthetics, and the environment. The ramp calibration strip strategy is a methodology that considers these parameters, such as crop production practices, aesthetics, economics, and the environment. The RCS approach uses the concept of visually evaluating, either visually or with a sensor, incremental rates of pre-plant N fertilizer at mid-season to determine the minimum top dress N rate required for maximum crop production. The RCS applicator developed by OSU agricultural engineers applies 16 different incremental rates of N, and it should be noted that the number of rates, the intervals of those rates, and the distances associated with those rates can be adjusted depending upon the crop and the conditions. Additionally, because the RCS is superimposed upon the farmer's pre-plant N practice, producers can examine plant responsiveness over the range of rates to determine the optimum top dress N rate. Thus, the point where the mid-season visual growth differences no longer exist is the top dress N rate. This approach, the RCS approach, is and could be useful in a variety of crops, whether that crop is corn or wheat or a variety of other crops. The benefits of being able to visually determine or visually see the growth differences at varying rates of pre-plant N is of great value. Simply put, the RCS is a small N trial being conducted at the field level. For example, by stopping at the point where there are no longer visual changes in plant growth or differences in NDVI as measured by the sensor, you can plot or mentally visualize a linear plateau function. The point in the transition curve, right here, where there are no where it reaches the plateau would be the recommended top dress rate. And in this case, the recommended top dress rate would be approximately 90 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. The purpose of this study was to implement and evaluate the RCS strategy in the following crops: alfalfa, Bermuda grass, corn, cotton, and grain sorghum. In addition, the study also called for or was to promote the extension of the RCS strategy in wheat. However, for today, I will only focus on implementation and evaluation of the strategy in alfalfa and grain sorghum, as well as the extension of the RCS in wheat. experimental location for alfalfa and grain sorghum trials was at the R.L. Westerman Irrigation Research Center, located west of Stillwater, Oklahoma, near Lake Carl Blackwell. Each trial consisted of four replications of five treatments arranged in a completely randomized block design. And in addition, there was one or two RCS strips that went along with the trial. The five treatments consisted of a check, two predetermined set in rates, an in rate based off of visual evaluation of the RCS, and a in rate based off of sensor evaluation of the RCS. The RCS used had 16 different rates of in. For extension of the RCS in wheat, multiple locations were used throughout the state of Oklahoma. Well, just to preface this a little bit on alfalfa, this past summer for Oklahoma proved to be a rather unusual weather pattern for us. The typical yearly rainfall for Stillwater, Oklahoma is 36 inches of rainfall. For the period of March 1 through August 31st, Stillwater had received 46 inches of rainfall, and with the location of alfalfa where it was, it set us back in terms of growth, and so as a result, we were only able to take two cuttings on alfalfa this year, and therefore no benefits were seen from in applied, nor was the ramp visible. However, I will say that this would be consistent with earlier findings in the late 1990s by Ron and others, in which no benefit was received from additional in applied in alfalfa until you had additional cuttings, and most of those being more four cuttings or more. Thankfully, for grain sorghum, we didn't have quite the problem there was in alfalfa. And so although the RCS, using the sensor for evaluation, did not produce the highest yield, it gave us the greatest return by providing a $13 per hectare more return over the next best method. And therefore, I would consider the RCS approach in grain sorghum to be a viable approach for determining mid-season N rates. For extension of the RCS in wheat, the idea or the objective was to implement this at the farm level. And so to promote the strategy, in the fall of 2006, two applicators were used to apply ramp calibration strips in 586 farmer wheat fields throughout Oklahoma, covering a service area of more than 81,000 hectares. In addition to educating extension personnel and the producers of those fields that contained RCSs, it was important to publicize the RCS approach to other producers that would pass by. And this would be one such example in Garfield County in northwestern Oklahoma. In February and early March, county extension agents were asked to sense the ramps. They did so using GreenSeeker active sensors. And then, based on the calculated values using a ramp analyzer program, they provided top dress in rates to producers. In addition, the extension personnel also collected data for analysis. From the data collected at the farm level, the typical top dress in rate for Oklahoma wheat producers was found to be 125 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. Based off of the readings obtained using the GreenSeeker active sensors and using the ramp analyzer program, the average RCS in recommendation was 60 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, and the average actual top dress rate applied by producers was 90 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, which was 50% more than the RCS recommendation, but it was only 73% of their typical top dress rate, which represented a savings of more than $4 per hectare. And so I think it is safe to say that although producers were not willing to lower their top dress application rates down to the level that the RCS recommended, they were willing to decrease their overall in application. So to conclude, current practices for making mid-season fertilizer N recommendations in most crops is not consistent from one region to another. Thus, the RCS approach, which uses automated gradients of pre-plant N fertilizer to determine mid-season N rates based on plant response, is unique in the sense that it is an applied methodology which integrates farmer input and insight into the decision-making process by providing a visual mid-season alternative approach for N fertilization. And although this particular study has only 1 year of data and some results are inconclusive, I'm confident that additional data will only further support the RCS fertilization approach for determining mid-season in application throughout regions around the world for a variety of crops. And so, simply to say this, it is time for each of us to begin stitching up that hole in our pocket so that we can, as we reach in, we can continue to increase the amount that we take out to spend. And likewise, we must continue to develop and refine methodologies such as the RCS approach that improve nitrogen use efficiency for the betterment of crop production and the environment. And with that, I will open to any questions. Well, your question is whether or not those producers were applying more than what the actual RCS recommendation was. And those are based on averages. I would say that, yes, you have some producers who were skeptical. But the beauty of the ramp is this, is that you can visually see it with the eyes. Now, we promote the extension of evaluation with the sensor simply because the sensor can see things better than what our eye can see. And I think initially in this first year that may have not been pushed enough from an extension viewpoint that they could visually see that. In knowing farmers, farmers are looking at yield, and most farmers have the mentality that more N equals more yield, and therefore we're asking them to reduce it. And to some of them, it was a very drastic reduction, and I think that's where they were skeptic. They were willing to reduce it, but not to the level that we were recommending. Yes, sir.
It'd be interesting if you had the individual differences. Some farmers would agree that this ramp is cool, and others would say nothing at all. And if it's split 50-50, you get the results you did. Half
right.
The guys would say, I like it. Half the guys would say, I'm skeptical. But it'd be nice and interesting to understand the differences so we could evaluate the state of mind of the farmers.
Correct.
If broad data was available, and it'd be really kind of interesting.
Correct. Sure. Yes, sir.
Why did you choose alfalfa as a crop for nitrogen study?
Well, it was just one of the many crops that we looked at. And alfalfa has some significance in the state of Oklahoma being grown. And also, we're looking not only to improve nitrogen use efficiency and nitrogen fertilizer, but we're also looking to make money for the producer, whether that be reduce the amount of inputs or increase yield. And in this case, with alfalfa, in previous studies conducted, was found that if you get into those later cuttings, 4 or 5 cuttings a year, that the rhizobium bacteria cannot keep up with the demands of nitrogen. And so supplemental N will allow the producer to actually make more money with his alfalfa. And so that was the reasoning behind including alfalfa in this study.
One last question. 586 farmers, 81,000 hectares. How did you do that?
Well, thankfully, I will say that I had virtually no part in that. Not in the 06 fall. Now, I am a part of it in this fall of 07. There was an extension personnel and one of the grad students within our program that was basically devoted full-time to that. Clint Mack, the grad student, and then David Savani was an extension engineer that was pretty much full-time in going around the state with those two applicators. In addition, there was extension personnel, area agronomists. Bob Woods was one that did that. There was also some county extension agents that helped, as well as other grad students that went out with those applicators and put those in. And then a big help was the county extension agents going out with those sensors and sensing them and collecting data.
Thank you.